This is Dave Woods, the Assistant Director for Research Computing Infrastructure at Miami University, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Jim Kuiper. I'm the Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Studies in the School of Engineering and Applied Science at Miami University.
And we're trying to discuss some of the research infrastructure at universities or schools that are not quite the high-level research institution, the smaller, less research-intensive schools. Miami put together a research computing support group about 4 years ago, and we found that we've had a lot of interest from the faculty in the School of Engineering and Applied Science. And the interesting thing is we've done individual projects, but to some extent we've established ongoing relationships with a number of faculties. And from our perspective, I see those as being very valuable. Do you see those as something that really helps your faculty long term?
Yeah, Dave, it is. You know, the nature of research is that when you start into problems, you don't always know what resources you're going to need. Engineering is really moving toward a computationally oriented field now. Not entirely, but we're really dependent on simulations and the power of multiprocessors. And so it's really been important for us, for our people, our faculty, to know yours, and so that when those problems come up, they can pick up the phone, they know who to call, they know the people. I really appreciate, in fact, that you've been able to let us use some of your expertise in teaching short courses, and or our people can sit in on yours. So you've even helped in the teaching aspect of that.
You mentioned that engineering is using a lot of simulation and computational work. Do you see that Miami, as they're building up an engineering program, that really is an advantage, that there's no longer a need to invest in a lot of the physical infrastructure and equipment?
Yes, that's right. We have a good group of faculty, and they are bringing in research funding, and we have good labs. However, we're never going to be able to have the kind of labs and facilities that the Research One universities do. Nevertheless, we can still compete in those areas where computers are used and simulations are important, and increasingly that's most engineering fields. Simulation particularly is really important. The ability to analyze complex data on a cluster or a parallel machine is just vital to us now. So, yeah, this has given us a big advantage in allowing us to do research that can be published in high-quality journals and is very well respected.
Now, you mentioned bringing some of the research infrastructure into teaching, and you also were one of the people that recently helped start a computational sciences program at Miami that's offering both a minor and a master's level degree. I know that program is just starting, but do you see trying to bring more of the high-performance computing and the research-type tools into the curriculum for that degree program?
Yes, we see it pretty important. We recently had a person from Procter & Gamble come down, and a high-level person there. Procter & Gamble, of course, is down in Cincinnati, so it's convenient for us to talk to them. And, of course, they do a lot of engineering in their product line. And this gentleman was kind of complaining that a lot of the engineers that they get from the big-name engineering schools are, although they're very good at engineering, really don't know the tools of computing that they use at Procter & Gamble right now. So we think it's really important that we help provide those. And this computational science and engineering master's degree particularly takes people with a background in engineering and adds to that some of the computational abilities and the abilities to use cluster computing and simulation and the various tools they need, so that when they go into the workforce, they're equipped to help companies like Procter & Gamble and other industrial giants around. And at the same time, they're able to help the faculty do their research. So it's a great combination.
And I think it's a great opportunity that the students are learning skills that apply across research and industry jobs. There's a lot of overlap in those fields, aren't there?
There really are. I wanted to change direction just briefly to one of the issues we've had, of course, and I think lots of universities have, is how do you get the money for a cluster if you want to have a cluster or whatever big-time computing needs you have. And I think the teaming we've done between IT and academia has been really important here, because I'm able to go to the provost now and say, hey, there are some educational reasons why we need to have a cluster, some research reasons why we need to have a cluster. And that's much different than you, to be quite honest, going to the provost and saying, hey, we need a cluster. We give it the context, you provide the technical expertise to make it happen. So I think that pairing has been very important and will continue to be important because, of course, this kind of thing takes ongoing funding. But it's a good partnership so that you can help us do what we need to do, and we can help you get the equipment that you need to get.
And I really appreciate it from the perspective of not having to try to identify the demands of individual faculty members, but having it aggregated almost at a school level so that a school can talk about how it having resources like a cluster really ties into their entire research program across multiple departments, multiple faculty members. And I think that's very valuable at a slightly smaller school.
Yeah, we can make the case at this level, at my level, that cluster computing, high-performance computing helps not just one faculty, but a broad spectrum of faculties. And it's a direction that the school, a strategic direction that the School of Engineering is headed in.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jim, for talking to me today.
My pleasure.